The takeaway recognizes the junior senator from Massachusetts.
I accept this temporary post, confident in the knowledge and perspectives that I've acquired working closely with you and the lieutenant governor. You and the Commonwealth should be assured that I now go to our nation's capital, ever mindful of what matters to the people of Massachusetts.
That's the voice of Democrat William Mo Cowan, who was appointed yesterday by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick to replace John Kerry, who is now headed to the State Department. Senator Cowan will be the second African-American in the Senate. He will serve until a successor to John Kerry is chosen by the voters in a June 25th special election. Who can tell us more about Mo Cowan and his selection? That would be Callie Crossley, host of Boston Public Radio on our partner station WGBH. Callie, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be back.
So Mo is happy to accept this. Is this a temporary post, or do you think he might actually run over the next 5 months?
Well, he's definitely happy to accept it. I take him at his word, and he evidenced the honor and the humbleness that he said he was. Coming from a very good friend and a colleague as Governor Patrick, I think it's extra special for him. Whether he'll run or not, now that's interesting, because he said definitively at the press conference that this would be a very temporary political situation and he would not run. However, because of this job, nearly 6 months of being Massachusetts interim senator and high profile one at that, you know, he's perfectly positioned to be up for something like, let's say, governor. I know that's not something he wants to think about, but there you have it. I've also now heard a lot of people saying he would be in really good position if he wanted to return to the private sector, which is what he was about to do, to lobby. But I think there will be a great amount of pressure on him to turn to the politics.
Well, right now he's sort of caught in the revolving door there between the private and public sectors. Let's listen to Mo Cowan talking about his appointment.
I'm proud to be standing before you today as to follow in Senator Brooks' footsteps. But I suspect that the reason I'm standing here is not because of I'm a person of color, an African-American. I believe, as the governor's indicated, he's got confidence that I will do the job he's sending me to do.
Now, he's, of course, talking about Senator Brooke, the other African-American senator from the state of Massachusetts some years ago. And he's also saying this is not some sort of affirmative action appointment. This is all about his the governor's confidence in him doing the job. I wonder what that job is over the next 6 months.
Well, the job, he's got a big job. First of all, he's got to work closely with Elizabeth Warren, who now becomes Massachusetts senior senator. There are so many huge issues on the table. We have the money issues, the deficit, the sequestration scenario coming up. We've got immigration reform. That's been a big issue here in Massachusetts. Gun violence. Both our governor and our mayor have made it clear that they're wanting to move toward a national initiative for some kind of gun control. So he will be taking very important votes, and he has to keep an eye on the bottom line for Massachusetts citizens. We lose a lot when someone like a Senator Kerry steps away, because he has long-term relationships and he has senior status there. So you've got now two senators making their way in the Congress, and that's where the criticism came from, tiny bit. He referenced it there, talking about Republican Ed Brooke and following in his footsteps, and this makes Mo Cowan the second African-American senator in the Senate now, both of them being appointed, as it turns out, because the other one's Tim Scott from South Carolina. So that weighs on him. That's a history that he is very aware of and very appreciative of, and he wants to make certain that he follows in those footsteps and upholds that. But at the same time, he certainly is more than qualified, as they say.
Oh, certainly. And the challenge is to get clout when there's no seniority. Both Elizabeth Warren and William Mo Cowan will have to do that. Callie Crossley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Callie Crossley is host of Boston Public Radio on our partner station WGBH in Boston.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.